AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. In Charlotte, North Carolina, attorneys for the family of Keith Scott, the black man killed by police Tuesday, say police video of the incident shows officers did not follow their department policy. Attorney Charles Monette.
Before a firearm can be discharged by an officer and be in compliance with their policy, the subject that they are trying or about to shoot has to be engaged in aggravated active aggression, which they define as the imminent danger of serious bodily injury or death to an officer or another innocent bystander.
The video was released today. Police in Washington state want the public's help in identifying the gunman who killed five people at Cascade Mall in Burlington, Washington. Surveillance video captured him entering a Macy's with a hunting type of rifle. Mount Vernon Police Lieutenant Chris Kamak.
Our best imagery right now is coming from the screen capture off of the video. And then from there, hopefully people that know and recognize the individual will help us do confirmation on what facts we do or don't have.
In Iowa, nearly 6,000 people who live along the Cedar River are being asked to evacuate by tomorrow night. Cedar Rapids Fire Chief Mark English.
Look at where you live according to the flood maps. If there's a risk that you're going to get water, please start making preparations now to evacuate.
The river is expected to crest there Tuesday with more rain in the forecast. President Obama, former President George W. Bush, and Georgia Congressman John Lewis were among the many dignitaries at the opening ceremony for the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. This is AP Radio News. The number 10 Aggies and number 17 Razorbacks are taking to the field.
It's a battle of unbeatens in an SEC West showdown. Old Southwest Conference rivals as number 10 Texas A&M faces 17th-ranked Arkansas at AT&T Stadium. Both schools come in 3-0. Aggies coming off a 29-16 win over Auburn last week, while Arkansas romped over Texas State 42-3. Aggies a touchdown favorite. Texas A&M has won four straight against the Razorbacks, including the last 2 years when they trailed in the fourth quarter, but rallied to beat Arkansas in overtime both times. Bob Stevens, Arlington, Texas.
Louisiana musician Stanley Buckwheat Durrell Jr. has died of lung cancer at age 68. He introduced Zydeco music to the world through his band Buckwheat Zydeco, which played at former President Bill Clinton's inauguration and the 1996 Olympics closing ceremonies in Atlanta. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.